Female sports radio host blasts those offended by Troy Aikman's "take the dresses off" comment. By Dylan Gwynn on October 13, 2022. On Monday Night Football, ESPN analyst Troy Aikman responded to a terrible roughing the passer call on Kansas City's Chris Jones by telling the NFL it was time to take the dresses off and let the players play. The play that sparked Aikman's comment was a strip sack by Kansas City's Chris Jones on Raiders QB Derek Carr that was called roughing the passer. Aikman correctly called the ridiculous play out by telling the league it was time to take the dresses off. The Hall of Fame quarterback was blasted by an assortment of the usual leftist suspects who turn up whenever someone spouts wisdom in a way that offends their ridiculous sensibilities. However, on Tuesday, the former Cowboy got some support from a female Boston sports talk show host who was entirely unoffended by Aikman's remark and blasted those who were. Megan Odolini, a co-host on Merloni, Foria and Migo on Boston's WEEI-FM, said she understood Aikman's point to be "stop playing like a bunch of girls." A point that she doesn't find offensive whatsoever. "I'm not offended at all," she said. Odolini then added, "honestly, who cares? I don't care. If you're offended by that, it's like when somebody asks me if you can say like, 'let's go guys' to your team of girls soccer players. It's like, yeah, honestly, why are you wasting your time on this?" The Boston talk show host then said that those taking the time to be offended by Aikman's comments have too much time on their hands. "If this infuriates you, I'm jealous that you have so much energy to dedicate to being mad at Troy Aikman," she said. "It's like, why are you watching this anyway?" Odolini continued, "if you want to get mad about like, legal rights or whatever, we can go down that road. If you want to tell guys on the field to take their dresses off, like, I don't even give it a second of thought." Of course, everything Odolini said is rooted in common sense and should be immediately understood as fact by all thinking people. The fact that her verbalizing of the obvious needs to be reported to counter the storm of stupidity shows how few thinking people we have in the media.